We're joined now by Coach Sarah Stuckey to talk about the disappointing loss to the Lady Red Demons here tonight. But thought or two about how this last set played out for you in the loss to Dodge City.
Oh my goodness. I'm still like so emotional from this last set. I really think we had it, unfortunately. Yes, we had some bad calls, but we can't blame that on the match. I just think those calls helped turn the momentum, things like that. So I just think, you know, that second set, we looked amazing out there. Third set, it was neck and neck the whole way, and they just got it at the end.
You know, I guess when it really comes down to this, you know, it comes down to a game of momentum. You know, Dodge City really got some momentum early in the matches versus Ulysses and Scott City. They step in this, get the very first match here for Garden City. Garden City then just goes in my opinion, crushes. Something that you've been wanting to see all year, and we've talked about this with Jerry, is that, you know, you feel like that this team really hasn't been, I guess, the 100% team, the team that they could go out and just put the hammer to people. That second match really kind of showed what their potential is.
Absolutely. For us, it's just a matter of getting started. Like the first couple matches tonight, it was just, we were slow, we were flat. It's how do we get us pumped up? And it seems like this happens all the time where the first game we struggle and then we have to always fight our way back the second and third. It's almost, we need that kick in the butt to kind of, I don't know, just wake us up. So we're working on trying to figure out just how to get that from the start.
And then we get into the third match here, too. We get down just a little bit, give them a little bit of momentum right off the start. We saw a lot of unforced errors by Garden City really throughout the night, I think, in the first set that we played them, and then the last one also on top of it. And that's just things that when you get into the whack, the unforced errors has got to go out the door.
Absolutely. Our serving, especially last weekend and tonight, our serving is killing us. We're giving up. We've given at least seven in a, not a match, but a game before. So serving alone, we've been focusing on a lot. It's better tonight, but it's still not where it needs to be. I mean, we shouldn't be giving up any. Also, our hitting, for some reason, we weren't snapping through, so we were hitting everything out. We were trying to force plays. So you're absolutely right. Those unforced errors are just killing us. And like we say in the huddles, we're doing this to ourselves.
Well, it looked like early, because I saw that to the message that you gave Jamie Birnbeck, too, about, you know, bringing the elbow through, or apparently, because I saw you point to the elbow there. At the beginning of this match, you know, she was having a hard time struggling there. Toward the end, though, it looks like she started putting things together and started realizing, you know, let's just go ahead and with the follow through, put the hammer down and let it go.
And with her, she was starting to lose confidence. She wanted to play safe. She had some blockers who were getting everything, and she started playing it safe by just roll shotting it, forcing, trying to get an angle. So doing all of that together, everything was going out, and which just kind of snowballed, made it worse for her. It's just more and more frustration. So once she calmed down, she had one good hit, and that was all she needed to just kind of get back into it.
Well, Casey Kern had a big night tonight, too. I mean, with the set also, but also with the hammer. I just don't know how many spikes did she end up with.
I honestly haven't seen the final stat sheet, but that type of momentum, that type of kill helps pump us up. And for some reason, it wasn't working at the beginning of the night. But by the end, every little kill that she made, I mean, she just has great leadership out there.
Okay. Some of the rotations, real quick, like explain the rotations a little bit, because I thought that, like, Taylor Lindenberger, I thought, played a very solid match here versus Dodge City. There were some, like I said, getting up there, the nice little short passes that were being fed to her. She was feeding off of that and then getting some blocks, too. Really liked it when Taylor was in that lineup also.
Yes, and she, for one, her confidence just has seemed to be down lately, but this crowd, she just really, it kind of put a spark in her. I mean, she absolutely loved it. She loved having them cheer for her, and she looked so great. It just kind of, she wasn't afraid to make mistakes tonight, and I love seeing it, because when she's aggressive, she's a smart player, too.
Got WAC regionals here at home. Not bad a deal, though, but like I said, when you lose a game like this, because you're starting to set up what the records are going to be and going to be set up, who's going to be set and where, now they get really important, don't they?
Absolutely. WAC next weekend in Liberal, and it's just a matter of next week, hoping that this match just kind of motivates us this next week to work extra hard. You know, we had the midseason slump where it's just kind of, you've been around your teammates every day since, you know, June. So you just hit that little slump, and I think now going into the end of the season, it just kind of ignites something.